call the May 17th meeting of Sussex County Council to order. First thing on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, any changes?
Yes, I do have several suggestions. First, we suggest that we consider removing approval of the minutes, and then under executive session, removing job applicants' qualifications and land acquisition.
Okay.
Move we approve.
But leave personnel? Excuse me, leave personnel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Move we approve the agenda with the changes?
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second to approve the agenda with the changes as suggested by Mr. Baker. Any questions? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence?
I have several items of correspondence. First is a note to Sussex County Council. Thank you so much for your kind donation. We truly appreciate the support we received from Councilman Phillips, Councilman Cole, and Councilman Wilson. We truly appreciate your continued support, Indian River Baseball Boosters. And then a letter from Duffy's Hope, and this is addressed to Councilwoman Deaver. Dear Councilwoman Deaver, on behalf of Duffy's Hope, Inc., I thank you for your generous commitment of $500 in support of the Hollywood Invades the Beach celebrity basketball game held on Saturday, April 16, 2011, at Cape Henlopen High School, Lewis, Delaware. Your commitment to helping the youth in our communities is sincerely appreciated. Duffy's Hope, Inc. envisions a world where youth take control of their lives by proactively seeking and rising to achievements beyond their perceived potential so they can improve their quality of life. With the help of donations from supporters such as you, we will continue to see improvements in the lives of youth and their families. Again, thank you for your generous commitment to provide a helping hand to unlock a youth's potential. Best regards, Samia Hackett, Vice President. And then a letter, this is to Sussex County Council, but then it says, Dear Honorable Joan Deaver, the Cape Henlopen High School Girls Lacrosse Boosters, thank you for helping make our first annual Del Mar Metro Lacrosse Play Day a success. Over 200 outstanding student athletes not only displayed excellent play on the field during 24 contests, but additionally they exhibited outstanding behavior and poise off of the field. This success would not have been possible without your generous support. Truly yours, Terry Bartley, Parent Booster. And then a letter from People's Place. This is to David Baker. Dear Mr. Baker and Sussex County Council, thank you so much for your grant in the amount of $2,000 for the People's Place Counseling Center. Your continued support means a great deal to us as we strive to help people find their path to growth and independence. Your contribution helps ensure that we will be able to continue to offer counseling services to the residents of Sussex County and surrounding communities. Our partnership with the Sussex County Council is valuable to us. I apologize for the lateness of this thank you letter and hope that your support budget will be able to consider People's Place again this year. Again, thank you. Sincerely, Del Failing, Executive Director. And that's all the correspondence, Mr. Vinson.
You want the council have anything?
Yes, sir, I do. Oh. American Legion thanked us for the poppy program and the donation.
So, very good. Anyone else? Mr. Baker.
The first item is Moms Club Service Project Report, and we're pleased to have representatives from Sussex County Moms Clubs here today. There are branches of this club in western and eastern Sussex County, and they organize many worthwhile activities for children as well as raise and donate funds for charities, including March of Dimes, the Greenwood Baby Pantry, Needy Families, etc. And we have with us today some club members, and as you can see in the back there, and including Mrs. Melissa Clampett, who can explain, who's president, and can explain some of the worthwhile activities that the Moms Club provides. While she's coming up, we have a proclamation, which I'll read. A tribute Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends the Moms Club of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, for its continued dedication to the mothers, children, and families of Sussex County. The Sussex County Council recognizes the Moms Club of Rehoboth Beach for its outstanding work in the interest of creating a stronger bond among mothers and children in the county. The council also applauds Moms Clubs of Rehoboth for its service projects, including touch-a-truck, coat drives, consignment sales, and other events, all of which benefit various organizations in the county. The county council directs this tribute to be presented to the Moms Club of Rehoboth Beach on the 17th day of May, 2011.
Please come up. Good morning.
Morning. First off, I would like to thank the County Council for letting me come here and talk today about the Moms Club of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. For those of you that have no idea what Moms Club is, I would like to take a minute to give you a brief history. The Moms Club was started in California in 1983 by Mary B. James. She wanted to create a place where stay-at-home moms could find support, share information and resources, and make lasting friendships. From that great beginning in 1983, there are now 2,100 chapters in the United States and over 110,000 members. Locally, Moms Club of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware was born in 2005 by our first president and founder, Elizabeth McCray. They started out with 13 moms in the group. Today, we have grown to 98 amazing women. We have moms, many moms that stay at home, some moms that work part-time. In our club, we have former vice principals, marketing directors, teachers, pastors, psychologists, business owners, and dietitians, just to name a few. Our first goal is to support each other through the birth of a new child, moving, deaths, potty training, teething, tantrums, and everything else that comes up. We schedule monthly play groups, field trips, lunch outings, walking groups, business meetings, and many other events to keep us connected. All activities include our children, so while we get to interact, our children get to have fun as well. Our second goal is to help children in our community. I am proud to say that Moms Club of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, out of 406 clubs, chapters in the Northeast region, is number two in the amount of money that we raised just last year for local organizations. Our October 2010 consignment sale raised $3,400 for the Greenwood Baby Pantry. In 2009, we raised $2,550 for parents' as teachers, and in 2008, we raised $1,800 for the Sussex County Foster Parents Program. Each year after the sale is over, a representative from Delaware Health and Social Services comes with a U-Haul truck and picks up the remaining items for use by the Kids Care and Smart Start programs. The last 3 years, in July, we hold one of our biggest events, Touch a Truck. This is where kids get to sit on, ride on, stand on between 30 to 40 different trucks. What a blast. And if you're driving down Route 1 on July 9th, you will be sure to hear us. This event has raised about $20,000 for the March of Dimes, Delaware. These are our two biggest events every year, but we feel that we can always do more. This year, we collected school supplies for four needy children. We donated about 100 coats to Lewis Presbyterian Church, had our children make Christmas cards for Harbor Healthcare, adopted three families through Adopt-A-Family, and held our second annual preschool and activities fair. Thank you again for letting me talk today about our wonderful organization and all that we have done for our community. I hope I have been able to give you an idea of what the Moms Club does and what we represent. If you would like more information about the Moms Club of Rehoboth Beach, you can contact us by email at momsclubde@gmail.com. Thank you.
I think Mr. Cole has a proclamation for you. And while he's walking up there, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's great work. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is a copy of the tribute that Mr. Baker just read off moments ago, and we will present you to this today.
And we'll take a picture.
And there's another issue, is since we're talking about Mr. Baker,
okay,
he's retiring, and the Sussex County Council would like to know if we could get a membership for
okay,
Mr. Baker. Because he said he wanted to retire because he wanted to spend more time with his grandkids.
Okay.
And you talked about potty training.
Exactly.
He's very one of his body training and teething.
Okay.
And he is a pro, you know. Right, Dave?
No.
Well, anyway, if you have room for Dave, Dave would love it.
We'd be happy to have him.
It's very patient.
Okay. Oh, my God. Dave, would you like to join us?
Come
Because there's not much for a retired county administrator to do.
There's nothing to do. The glory days are over.
That's right. That's right.
Show up in more places than Babe was.
thank you very much. Thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, Dave, George has found you a job, it sounds like.
I did.
Actually, tell you a little story. My daughter-in-law is in this club.
Oh!
She went, they scheduled a camping outing last fall, I think it was, and the fathers, and I went with my son, and grandson is here, and one of the next, I guess it was Sunday morning after we woke up and we camped one night at Cape Henlopen, and one of the fathers was walking around, and one of the neighbor campers came up and said, "Oh," he said, "when we saw you pull up yesterday, we thought we were done for. It'd be a lot of noise, a lot of kids, and big group." And then he says, "Well, what group are you with?" And he didn't know how to answer it because we was with the mom's club.
Okay. Mr. Baker.
Okay, the next item is the administrator's report, and I'll pass out the copies. First item is our prescription drug discount card. As per the attached report, users of the county's free prescription drug discount card saved approximately $17,000 during the month of March. The average price savings was 28% for the 656 prescriptions. Since November of 2007, when the program began, estimated savings totaled $539,852 for users of the program. Delaware State Police report attached is a report from the State Police for March. As noted, the Delaware State Police handled 3,628 complaints. There were 4,586 traffic arrests and 2,113 criminal arrests during March. Sussex County Citizen Corps, per Mr. Carl Davis, coordinator of Sussex County Citizen Corps, the training course held last weekend, including 9 county residents who completed the training. They also expressed interest in continuing the program with additional training in the future. We wish to thank Mr. Carl Davis from our paramedic department coordinator and Mr. Joseph Thomas for their help with this important training course held at the EOC. Okay, the next item is the 2012 budget presentation.
Make a motion, we defer.